BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone, and you are listening to BTV News.
On the morning of June the 24th, the 25th session of 13th Bình Định Provincial People's Council 2021-2026 Tin Hills officially opened at the Provincial Convention Center. This session holds particular significance as it reviews the province's socio-economic and national defense performance over the first half of 2025 and discusses several key matters under its jurisdiction. It also marks the final meeting of the current Provincial People Council before the implementation of administrative restructuring at both the provincial and commune levels, in line with resolutions of the Party Central Committee and directives from the Politburo. In his opening remarks, Mr. Ho Kwok-yung, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, highlighted that the province has remained focused on achieving the goals set out in the resolutions of the Provincial Party Committee and the People's Council for 2025 and the 2020 to 2025 period. As a result, Bình Định's economy continued to grow in the first 6 months of the year, with GRDP estimated to increase by 8.1% year-on-year. Budget revenues surpassed 9,284 billion VND, reaching 53.3% of the annual target and rising 43.1% compared to the same period last year. Chairman Yu noted that during this session, the Council was deliberate and made decisions on a wide range of important issues. Notably, the meeting will include a review report summarizing the Council activities since the beginning of its 2021 to 2026 tenure, bringing to a close the 15th term of the Bình Định Provincial People's Council.
On the afternoon of June the 23rd in Hanoi, the government convened a nationwide virtual conference to review performance in the first half of 2025 and conclude the peak campaign against smuggling, trade fraud, counterfeit goods and intellectual property rights violations. The conference was co-chaired by Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính and Deputy Prime Minister Bùi Thanh Sơn, who also has the National Steering Committee 389. In the first 6 months of this year, authorities across the country handled over 50,730 violations, contributing more than 6,532 trillion dong to the state budget. Criminal proceedings were initiated for 1,875 cases involving 3,235 individuals. In Bình Định province, functional forces inspected 393 cases, detected and dealt with 91 violations involving 95 individuals. The total value of seized goods was estimated at over 1 billion dong, with administrative fines totaling 975 million dong. 9 cases were criminally prosecuted. In his concluding remarks, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính acknowledged the efforts of ministries, sectors and localities in combating smuggling, trade fraud and counterfeiting. He urged continued implementation of synchronized measures to prevent, suppress and ultimately eliminate these violations, with particular attention to protecting intellectual property rights.
On the afternoon of June the 23rd, the 2025 Central Highlands Central Region J Promotion Fair for Cooperatives officially opened in Quy Nhơn City. The opening ceremonies were attended by Mr. Đinh Hồng Thái, Vice President of the Vietnam Cooperative Alliance, Mr. Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng, Vice Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, along with representatives from central ministries and agencies, provincial departments of industry and trade, cooperative alliances, and businesses from across the country. The fair is part of the Ministries of Industry and Trade's 2025 National Trade Promotion Program. It brings together 215 booths representing cooperative alliances from 20 provinces and cities, along with 15 business and trade promotion organizations. On display are a wide range of products, including processed agricultural goods, nutritional and organic foods, regional specialty, traditional handicraft, and high-tech agricultural machinery and materials. On showcase items meet quality standards such as wheat GAP, Global GAP Food Safety Certification, and OCOP. The fair runs for 7 days from June the 23rd to June the 29th.
On June the 23rd, Vice Chairman of Benin Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hải Giang, who also has the province's steering committee for the 2025 National High School graduation exams, conducted inspection visits to several exam sites, including Tuy Phước High School No. 3, Tuy Phước District, Nguyễn Hữu Quang High School Phu Cát District, and Mỹ Tho High School Phu Mỹ District, accompanied by representatives of relevant departments and agencies. According to reports from local units, exam sites across the province have basically completed preparations in terms of infrastructure, equipment, and other necessary conditions to ensure the smooth organization of the 2025 graduation exams. Following on-site inspections, Vice Chairman Lâm Hải Giang commended the proactive, serious, and responsible efforts for localities and schools. He especially emphasized the need to support students who live far from exam centers or in areas with difficulty access, and called for strengthened public communication to foster a spirit of engagement and community support for the candidates. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.